When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a noise like a violent rushing wind came from heaven. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues that looked like fire appeared to them, distributing themselves. And a tongue rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with different tongues, as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out. Hearing them speak in his own language, they were amazed and astonished, saying, why are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Philia, Egypt and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty deeds of God. In great perplexity, saying to one another, what does this mean? But others were jeering and saying, they are full of sweet wine. But Peter, taking his stand with the other 11, raised his voice and declared to them, men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, know this and pay attention to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you assume, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel.
Shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams, and even on my male and female servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy, and I will display wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth below, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, eyes and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day. It shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst. Just as you yourselves know, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God. You nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But God raised him from the dead, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says of him, I saw the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue was overjoyed. Moreover, my flesh also will live.
Not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what are we to do? Peter said to them, repent, and each of you be
baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises for you and your children. And for all who are far away, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. And with many other words he solemnly testified and kept on urging them, saying, be safe from this perverse generation. So then sell their property and possessions and share them with all. To the extent that anyone had need, day by day continuing with one mind in the temple. And breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity.